Holiday, shot clock down to six. Finds Warren. Here's a long three.
Oh, yeah!
It's it for 53!
Oh, yeah!
Guys are basketball players, right, Greeny? Guys are not fighters. Guys are not boxers or whatever the case may be. They ain't gonna bust a grape in the fruit fight and pour milk on cereal. All right, let's get that clear. Second of all, guys have to realize that I have a job. All right, I have a job to do. And I'm not gonna sit up here and be biased. I didn't actually kill Lou Will yesterday, by the way. I just stated my opinion. A question was asked to me, and I told you how I felt, Green.
It's Technical Foul Podcast. It's your boy LD.
It's your boy King Testify.
Your boy Miles. What's going on?
Hey, Miles, happy birthday, bro. Happy belated.
No, it's two more days. It's two more days, right?
More days.
Oh, two more days. All right. So he just turned up this weekend. Man.
Thank you, guys.
You're going to turn up all week, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How old are you now? 20, 21?
Talking about Kobe here.
21? 8?
24.
This guy said 21 and 8, bro. What are you talking about, bro? What?
21
and 8. 21 and 8.
No, okay, yeah, you got to be, because.
No.
He said Kobe, you're not Tim Duncan here.
No, I'm saying 21, 21. Everyone wants to stay 21.
Oh, yeah, I'm 22, bro. Forever.
Yeah, no, I'm 22 at heart. Probably gonna be like that for a while.
So, Johannes, how was your little trip to Minnesota?
It was amazing, man. Bro, it was amazing, bro. It is, honestly, Minneapolis might be top three favorite cities I've been to in the United States.
Yeah, I've seen those pictures, Benihana and everything, Cheesecake Factory.
They got the best food spots, they got so much diversity, they got just things to do versus boring Portland, Maine.
So, yeah, well, Johannes got the little rundown for us today. As usual, NBA Roundup, and then he's going to take it from there, so.
Yeah, we got NBA Roundup for a little bit, and then we got the infamous No Name segment, bro. That's gonna be give me like a year, and No Name segment is gonna be the biggest thing on the internet. I'm saying right now.
Oh yeah, no battle.
You know? Yo, by the way, for my viewers, and also the listeners, yo, big up Anti-U. Go support him, Sir Mikey Rocks. Follow him, Anti-U19, Anti-U19 on Instagram, on Twitter.
It's fire, man. This is fire.
Go get his latest hoodie. They got him in multiple colors now. But inventory's coming out. Yeah, do that.
For sure.
Anyways, Johannes.
All right, so first topic we're going to start off with on NBA Roundup. It is, come on, man, the season's back. The season's back. The season's back. Right? So, hey, look, I know all three of us, you know, we for sure been watching, you know, most of the games that's been out the past couple of days. Miles was just talking about the Grizzlies-Spurs game and how that went to, was that overtime or was it just a regular?
No, it came down to the last second, last shot in the last second. But San Antonio pulled out the victory over Memphis. So seeding's getting closer. It's getting really tight in that 8 seed spot right now.
Especially with the Blazers losing today.
Who do you think is going to get the 8 spot when it comes down to it?
I want to see.
When it comes down to it, I honestly think Portland might end up getting it, but I want Memphis to match up with us in the playoffs because Portland is full strength right now. Nurkic is playing really well. CJ's playing well. Their bench is playing well. Like, everybody is just clicking. Of course, Dame is playing off out of his mind, so I don't want to see them in the playoffs. I'm scared of them.
Or the Pelicans to make it just so the Lakers can get eliminated early and the Clippers can make it to the finals with an easy route, baby. I'm selfish like that.
So Johannes said his part. I'd love to see, me personally, I'd love to see my guys in Portland come through and play competitively against LeBron in the game. So
yeah, that'd be a good first round matchup.
That'd be an excellent matchup. It'll be really competitive.
Yeah, but with that being said, and what I've been watching the last two games from LA, I honestly don't think they're gonna get, unless they pull it together somehow, some way, AD's not gonna win you a championship alone. You know what I'm saying? Because we saw how well he played in the first game against the Clippers, and we saw how well the we saw how the outcome was, where they barely got through those Clippers.
Right.
And they were left without Lou Williams, Montrez, Pat Beverly, who was a late slip in, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you can't, yes sir. Facts. If you can't, what's it called? Go, you know, up against, I'm not going to say the Raptors are a subpar Eastern Conference team, but they got no names. They got no serious big names. Like, I mean, Pascal's making a name for himself, don't get me wrong, but yo, like, all those guys are scrappers. And when you get to the AC and you see who you're going up against, all those guys are going to be scrapping against you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to say this, just not to interrupt, but right, but, and you know, I don't want to admit this, but LeBron's a different animal in the playoffs, man. 100%. He's just chilling right now. He is chilling.
LeBron is a different player.
100%.
Individual. If we can get Rondo
back and healthy in time, I want to see what his minutes is going to look like going into the playoffs, because he's another player too. We know AD, he's going to need the help for sure.
Oh, especially off that bench, man. I don't trust the Lakers bench at all.
I mean, you look at the
stats. Me neither. Unfortunately, I'm not as confident in them. Honestly, if we were able to get the pieces that we had now, if we were able to keep Avery Bradley, if he was able to actually join the bubble and have those pieces that we have right now, I think our bench unit would be a lot better.
I agree.
Right. You look at the stats though. Like, yo, you can't have AD just drop 50 points and then have your other best player just drop another, you know, 15, 16 points and expect to win. You need your role players to step up during those games that you're supposed to win, you know?
Right.
They came into these two games where it's just like, oh, they ain't got Lou, they ain't got Montrez, we got it. Oh, they ain't got Kawhi. We'll get to Kawhi and, what is it, the Raptors and what LeBron said later on, but, like, yo, teams are out here trying to fight for spots.
I know. I think the Lakers are just kind of just messing around to see what's working for them, because they got new players, you know, on the team right now. Plus, they got the first seed basically locked in, so they're probably just not really putting 100% really into it. They're just probably, you know, trying to just they're probably treating it like a scrimmage. Yeah, like, you know, trying to figure out what works for them. You know, just trying to get back into the routine. That's just my opinion. Like, I still don't trust the bench, but I don't think the Lakers are trying at 100%. If I'm being honest with you,
Celtics. They had their mishaps. It's just the first couple of games.
It's the first couple of games.
Like, I don't know what Miles has to say.
But overall, everybody seems to be playing in rhythm. Looks like all these teams are hungry. That most recent game with us against the Raptors, though, we got to show something a little bit more hunger when we're playing. But like we just said, they're not really going full speed, going 100%. But if we allow a player like Kyle Lowry to get 14 boards on us, I don't know. Some of my biggest takeaways from a potential matchup in the playoffs between the Clippers and the Lakers. First quarter, we did have a hot start. I did like how we were moving the ball in the first quarter. We were looking to take good shots. LBJ was looking to score, but he does need to give the ball up more, especially so we can get other players involved early. We saw a lot of that in the second game against the Raptors. Kuzma was doing well. That showed. Second quarter, I know y'all saw that dunk that LeBron had coming down the lane. Ooh, that was pretty. I love that. But we do need to use that gravity to get more shots on the outside. Of course, players like Danny Green actually hit those shots. He wasn't finishing. Third quarter, we went on a good run. And we started making it late, started making a push. AD hit those two clutch shots in the corner from three. If we can get an earlier push, bro, we're going to start whooping teams. We're top heavy as hell. So if we can get our starters to get more rhythm and get more ball movement, man, we're gonna tear everybody up in the playoffs. And LeBron definitely needs to be more efficient. My God, 31.6% field goal from the floor. He needs to do better. He knows better than that. But he came up clutch in the end when he stopped PG and Kawhi. That was huge. That was huge for us. But when it comes to teams like Dallas, like Portland, like Houston, we have to be able to move the ball on those guys. That's all I got for that. That's my thoughts on my team.
What's up, man?
Yes, sir.
Jeez. Dwight, come on, bro. Kyle Lowry's top 3 point guard in the league.
What? Miles, what's wrong with this kid? Yo, he's serious.
Anyways.
I don't know if he's trolling, bro. But yo, listen.
All right, yeah. So the last part of the NBA roundup, man, we're gonna talk about guys who stuck out to us during the scrimmages, and maybe even guys who stuck out in the first, you know, first or second game of the season. Real quick for me, you already know where I'm going with this, baby. What I do, baby? Kawhi Leonard, man. Listen, Abdi was talking to me a few days ago about how, have you guys seen Kawhi's performance in the scrimmage? It's been terrible. And then I see Jalen Jacoby on ESPN. Shout out to them. Talk about, oh, I don't know about Kawhi. You know, he's been looking pretty rough. I'm going to say this, right? We're talking about Kawhi Mia River Leonard, baby. We're talking about the reigning NBA champion, the reigning NBA Finals MVP, the reigning NBA All-Star MVP. And, okay, so he had his problems real quick, right? But in the first two games of the season, this actual season, he's averaging 26 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 1.5 steals, and 1 block a game. And he's barely playing 30 minutes.
Okay.
So that's my guy. You know, Miles got some good picks real quick, so I'm going to throw it over to you, man.
My first pick is Bol Bol. I had three different players. Bol Bol is standing out. If they give him a little bit more touches, I think he's going to be an excellent player. He's finding his way in the league, of course. He's a rookie. But what I saw in the scrimmages, dude is a monster on defense. He has so much. His ceiling is so high, it's ridiculous. Of course, I see if he gets his shot more consistent, he'll be, dare I say, y'all going to think I'm crazy for this, the next Kevin Durant. I thoroughly believe it. He's got that guard skill, and he's got the IQ. You see that bounce pass he had coming down on the fast break?
That was crazy.
Oh, my God. It was so smooth. And it's just like heads-up plays like that. He's got a lot of potential. My second player is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. Him playing under Chris Paul, his game is going to reach a whole nother level. I think he's going to be one of the top guards, one of the premier guards in the league.
Right behind Kyle Lowry.
Oh, whatever, dude. he's going to be really special. I already like what he's seen. I had a friend the other day. He actually told me, shout out to David Roberson. Y'all go check him out. I'll plug his social. He actually was saying that he thinks that his development-wise, we were comparing two different players, Ja Morant and Shai Gilgeous, and he thinks that Ja Morant and Shai Gilgeous have similar game, but he thinks Shai is actually a better player. And I thought that was really interesting because their game isn't identical, Ja being the more explosive player, but IQ-wise, Shai is really, really smart. He's one of the most intelligent young guards there in the league right now. Last player, of course, the beard. James Harden, that man, he does it every year. I mean, what more can I really say about him? Can't really say anything else. He's just him, playing out of his mind.
I agree with all you guys' picks for the scrimmages, but I will be honest with you guys, scrimmages don't mean shit.
Oh, now you say that.
Yes. Wait, what are you talking about?
You were talking to me about Kawhi a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, just to piss you off. So, I'm glad it worked, but listen, scrimmages don't mean anything, but in all honesty, bro, I'm very, very ecstatic and happy I got to see Dion Waiters and J.R. Smith compete at a high level. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously.
Define high level.
We're going to look back in a couple of years and I'm going to tell my grandkids that Dion Waiters and J.R. Smith won on the court at the same time.
That's historical. In the same jersey.
In the same jersey.
Like, I'm so happy for them, bro. Just seeing that, you know, that was the highlight of the scrimmages, you know? So, yeah.
I just want to quickly, just last part. I love how LeBron put all of his effort into stopping PG and Kawhi. And then afterwards, he posted on a story that he was tired and this and that. Come on, man.
He got tired
of playing defense for the first time in like 5 years, bro.
He also didn't.
He's 35 years old. That is
Yeah, yeah, I just want to say Michael Jordan won a championship at 35 and finals MVP.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
No excuses on this side. And he had 4 months off, and this is his first game back. Just saying.
What's it called? As I eat my Ritz crackers, what's it called? This guy keeps bringing up MJ at 35. The league is at a different pace right now, so let's keep MJ's mouth. Yeah, let's keep him.
I'm just saying. You know, I just got to make that comparison, so everybody want to make the comparison.
Never, listen, folks, never take advice from a man who says Kyle Lowry's a top three point guard in the NBA.
He is, because look, how many elite point guards got a championship other than Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry?
Mario Chalmers?
Come on, man. Stop playing. This guy's a Mario Chalmers, man. Mario Chalmers, the guy, the same guy who LeBron almost whooped in the timeout that
Jason
one time?
Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Yeah, Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, you left out one player. You left out Rondo, bro.
Yes, sir.
But is he better than Kyle Lowry?
2008.
Is he better than Kyle Lowry?
I think playoff Rondo's better than any other point guard.
You said who has a ring actively in the NBA.
Right, that's an elite point guard. I said that's an elite point guard.
Nice.
Hey, man, run the tape back. You're going to see I said that, man. But look, anyways, we got a long thing. You know, we got a long list of things we got to talk about. And you know what's more important than elite point guards? Wings at Magic City. Listen, we got to talk about the Lou Will, you know, Kendrick Perkins beef, man. I watched the Kendrick Perkins interview about the whole thing when I was at the airport waiting for my next flight.
Right.
And he was spitting facts. But come on, man. He was talking about Lou Will's a distraction. How is he a distraction, bro? This is a championship team. Lou Will is not the star player. He is not the second best player on the team. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, he just went to get some wings on his way back to the bubble, man.
Yes, sir.
Can he not eat?
For the people who don't know the little problem that's going on between Kendrick Perkins and Lou Will, Perk has had a lot to say ever since he started working for ESPN. If you don't know, you know, watch a few videos and you'll know what I'm talking about.
He's a great analyst though. I like him. I really like him a lot.
He is
a good analyst. He does his work.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. He what's it called? Said it's disturbing, quote unquote. It's disturbing when a rookie in Zion Williamson can act more mature than an NBA vet, Lou Williams. All right. Moments later, Lou Williams replied, 15 years in this business, and the most dirt you have on my name is stopping to get hot wings during a pandemic.
Amen.
Perk, shut up. Literally, quote unquote. Literally, he ended it with Perk, shut up. And I don't blame Lou Williams for saying anything.
Before I get to Miles, I just want to make a comment off what Abdi said. Lou Wills can do whatever he wants because he's dropping buckets on everybody. Man, he's going to eat these wings. He's going to come back to the bubble, and he's going to whoop and drop 20, 30, 40 on your favorite player, all right? So he can talk, he can do whatever he wants. It's not like a role player, like who's averaging 5 points, 2 rebounds, you know, something like that. He's doing his work, you know, and he had to make a stop. He had to make a pit stop on the way back to the bubble, man. Let him eat. The food is amazing. We saw the picture, you know? So
them wings are fire.
Yeah, so over to Miles, man. You know, I want to hear your side of this, man.
Still in a running for sixth man of the year, did you not forget? I mean, he's a grown man. We know how. We saw the documentary. We saw how they used to let Dennis Rodman run around and run free. It didn't affect his performance. You know, Lou Will's a grown man. He's been in the league for about 15 years now. All he wanted to do was go get some wings. Now, I get what Kendrick is saying. Like, you're supposed to be locked in. You're not supposed to be thinking about nothing but basketball. You got to keep on. You guys are literally living inside of a bubble. The man want to go get some wings. Damn it, go let him get some wings. That's all I got to say about it.
You know, the food, you see the food at Disney, bro. Do you think anybody's going to eat that for 3 months straight, especially for him on a team that's going to probably be there for 3 months straight?
Go ahead, Miles.
Hell no, but I'll tell you what, the WNBA players, their food actually
looks
banging.
I got to see a couple pictures.
I'm going to watch the vlog. What vlogs do you guys recommend to watch?
Two WNBA players. I can't think of the names off the top of my head, but I'll plug it in when I find it. But again, I think I mentioned this last week. If you guys aren't watching Matisse Thybulle and JaVale McGee's vlogs, I highly encourage you guys to do this. Literally behind the scenes look. Shout out to JaVale. It's literally a behind the scenes look of how these guys are living inside of this bubble. It's insane. Like, It's like a little campus. It's like being in school or like basketball camp. It's like the biggest AAU tournament in the world. You can't go nowhere though. That's
unless we will. Anyways,
man, listen. He had his little rant about Charles Barkley. I got a rant for my segment, and then I want to hear both of you guys' opinion. But the no name segment, I didn't want to talk about this, but bro, this really got me irritated, man. I'm gonna talk about the Joel Embiid Shake Milton exchange that happened last night against Indiana, bro.
What? The teammates?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm gonna tell you what happened. Listen, so basically what happened was during a timeout, Joel Embiid, being the African that he is, put his finger kind of basically at Shake Milton's face and was talking to him. And Milton was about to go right at him until Matisse kind of like grabbed him, like, yo, cool out for a little bit, bro.
Shout out Matisse.
Yeah.
Best YouTuber of all time.
I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you that's the next episode. Me stopping my teammates, episode 7, baby. But anyways, Joel, what are you doing, bro? Look, I got you. I got the whole Sixers as my Cinderella team. You know?
They're not a
star. Hold on. Let me just go my rant real quick, all right? Got you as my Cinderella team, bro. What are you doing, bro? I know you had a monster game, 41 points, 21 rebounds, and I know Milton was scoreless, but bro, you're a leader. You know, as a leader.
But, yeah, bro, I don't blame him for doing that. They probably had a mishap on the court. You know, it's not gonna change their little Cinderella, bro. You know?
I don't even care anymore.
Straight Sunday.
Yeah, bro, the only person that'll do this to another person, point their finger in their face like that, is either a grandpa, a grandfather, or your dad, bro, or your uncle.
And then he hooked
up, though. Yeah. But Shake wasn't having none of that, and I messed with that.
Hey, but see, look, as a starting point guard, Shake, I would assume that you would go crazy on the court after that, but he had 0 points.
Yeah, Shake had his little run for like 1 month, where I picked him up on fantasy.
And you won that, so, hey, it is what it is, man. But, yeah, that's my rant because when I saw that, I was like, man, where's the leadership? Because Brett Brown is great. He's a great coach. He did great with San Antonio's assistant. He's not a leader. He's not a true championship-leading head coach.
Stop talking shit about him, bro.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying.
Not a true championship-leading head coach.
I said, yeah, he's not a true leader for a championship, like, as a championship head coach.
Redick has it. Jimmy Butler in on an episode recently, and he was before everything started, and he was telling him, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that too, but about the meeting, and he went to the front office, and he was like, who's in charge here? So that just gives you a hint as to there's really nobody really at the top leading the charge. If it's not the head coach, yeah, that pretty much tells you what their ceiling is.
I see. That was like a while ago, right?
That was like back in January, February, something like that.
Yeah, January, but it still speaks volumes, you know. It was a minute ago, but it's still relevant, obviously.
You know what else speaks volumes? The fact that guy always goes to a new team every other month.
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
And it was crazy. He goes, when he joins a different team, he runs that team.
He runs it.
You know, he runs that team. Yeah, come on, man. He beat the starting Timberwolves lineup with basically G League players on his side.
That was false. That was not true.
Hey, man.
That was not true. He even said that wasn't true.
Listen, he's just being humble, all right? He was just being humble.
He even admitted that they got
raised
out a little bit.
Yeah.
Still.
I would believe it. You know why? Because the starting lineup's
not
good.
No, like, I know during pickup, If you literally on fire and you got a bunch of scrubs on your team, you'd be yelling at the other opponents, be like, yo, I got a bunch of scrubs. He probably was like, I got a bunch of G-Leaguers on my squad and I'm busting your asses. Some shit like that. And you know how these reporters are. First the Twitter, this and that, you know, so it definitely probably got over-exaggerated. Hey, man, shake. Joel, the only reason Shake wanted to smoke with Joel was because Kawhi made him cry.
Insert that video or the GIF or whatever you want to do. Insert that. You gotta insert that. You saw him, bro. He cried his girlfriend. When I saw that clip afterwards of him crying, he put his head on his girlfriend's shoulders. Yeah. I thought somebody died on the court or somebody died around him, bro. Mm-hmm.
Game seven, Eastern semis. You're fine, bro. You got years. You got plenty of years left.
Hey, man, dropping 41-21. Hey, bro, you're the best center in the league.
Like 65% shooting. Did the same.
He's a beast, bro.
Also, before we end this little podcast today, I want to give a big shout out to my guy Jason Tatum for cutting his hair.
34 points today, baby. 34. 34 points, man. He went off.
I mean, we could talk about it real quick, but I don't think we have the time capacity for that.
So. Probably not.
Yeah, shout out to my guy Jason Tatum, 2021 MVP.
That's Cinderella
Day. And shout out to Jaylen Brown for wearing the same shirt that I've had for over a year, bro. I'm a trendsetter. You know what I'm saying? I'm really
the shirt right here.
I'm gonna wear it next episode, matter of fact, because look, I'm a trendsetter.
He's a what?
Hey man, they call me King Test Spot for a reason, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Any last words before we end the episode?
Go Boston, go Clippers.
LeBron, stop doing that step back move. That's all I gotta say.
Hey man, shout out. Also, while we're talking about hairstyles and shit, shout out to LeBron for actually coloring that little gray he had.
that little gray or that lot of gray?
That lot of gray.
A lot of gray.
Actually, I do have a shout out for you guys. Before we get out of here, I want to shout out Love Bracelets for sending me these little pieces right here. I actually am ambassador for the company. Y'all can check them out on Instagram. Their tag is Love Bracelets. All the proceeds go to fighting women's domestic violence. So check them out. They got some pretty good products on here. These are mine. Little black and white, little yin yang going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like them.
Yeah, that's
my club. I'm gonna have to get one of those.
Not for sure, man.
That's sweet.
Shout outs that you gotta get?
Shout out to Kyle Lowry for being the top 3 point guard in the league. And that's really about it. I mean,
hey, yo, please flame his ass. Flame his ass in the comments.
Hey, Miles, bro, why are you leaving? Because they torched the Lakers? Because he got 14 rebounds against the Lakers?
Where was AD?